It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister. How are you this morning?
Morena, very well, thank you.
This is going to be your third Waitangi Day as leader of our fair country. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
What are your plans for tomorrow? What will take place for you?
Well, actually, Waitangi, we've started a bit of a tradition. So I'm usually up here for several days. So I've been up here since Sunday. As part of that, we've already had the pōhiri that the government's involved in. So I've already gone on to the marae, spoke yesterday. And alongside that, we've also been using the chance while we're in Northland to be a part of announcing some projects we've been working on for some time. So yesterday, for instance, funding for Wakahodua, so supporting the telling and education side of Double Held Waka, which is something that really came through strongly through 2 years national commemoration. So that's not something that's been well supported, and so we're establishing a national body to continue sharing that Māori knowledge for the next generation.
This is navigation via the stars, like quite ancient knowledge, right?
It is. And last year, Sir Hec Busby was recognised as being one of the eminent individuals in the north with knowledge of this, but he has passed away, and so our real focus is making sure that that continues to get passed down. So we're also going to be funding ongoing Wakahodua activities around the country, and some people will have seen that as part of Tuia, but we need to keep that going. Also, Whenua Māori program. So Māori land is roughly estimated over a million acres of land that is underutilised. Because, of course, the structures of Māori land ownership, being what they are, they're not often able to access the same support from traditional sources like banks to develop land. So we've been working over the past year on programs to support that, and we've unveiled some of those specific projects like establishing citrus orchards and macadamia orchards and so on. So that's just a bit of a flavour of some of the things that we're doing while we're up here.
So that utilising of the land, it would be more a commercial imperative?
Yeah, well, so actually what we've done is that often there are already plans in place that different trusts and so on have, but it's just being able to deliver on them. So we created a fund that would create a mechanism to help support some of those initiatives.
So that obviously sounds like an absolutely packed schedule. When will you be leaving Waitangi?
This morning I'm just off to go and open, which is very exciting. One of the first things we announced when we formed government was that we wanted to create a Māori battalion museum. You'll remember, of course, up at Waitangi, that was the place where a very famous speech was given about the price of citizenship to try and encourage Māori to join war efforts.
Right.
And so this is historic, to create a museum to capture that contribution and those legendary stories is a really big deal. So I'm here for that, and then here for the dawn service tomorrow, and then head back to Auckland.
Right. Well, that does sound fantastic. But unfortunately, looming over all of this, unfortunately, is the spectre of the novel coronavirus.
Indeed.
How, as individuals within New Zealand, do you think we should be relating to this global health emergency?
We have no consistent cases in New Zealand, and so what we are part of is just simply the global effort to contain. And the reason we've taken a very precautionary approach is because all the evidence and advice I've had from the experts and scientists and so on is that because it's only recently moved into transmission within humans, there are things that we just don't know, and it is mutating. So that's what happens with viruses. That's not something, as much as it sounds like something that's rather alien.
That's
obviously just something that we need to take a precautionary approach around while we learn more about its nature of its transmission. So trying to stop it from spreading is the goal while we undertake try and learn more. At the moment, we've got a rolling cycle of every 48 hours just assessing whether or not we need to keep in the travel restrictions we've got, because we're keen to remove those as soon as we can.
With the amount of information that's out there, do you feel that there is enough? Because obviously it's a scary thing, and humans' reaction to fear and anything that threatens them, when there is a vacuum, they kind of fill that with misinformation and at worst, a bit of xenophobia. Do you think there's enough information out there at the moment?
Look, everything that we do know is out there, I think the problem is that things that aren't true are also out there.
Right.
So that's probably the bigger challenge. Look, there are things we don't know, but that's not unusual. The same with stars. It took some time to learn about the nature, about the degree of its transmission. We have a range. We know likely transmission. If someone has it, you'll pass it on to less than five people. We know that range. We know that it's, at the moment, its casualty rate is in the order of 2%. So there are some things we know, but actually we are still learning. And so that's why in this early period it's really critical we try and contain it while we learn more.
Speaking of misinformation, after you announced the date for the election, you also made a call for a positive, factual and robust election. Why did you feel the need to make that statement?
Oh, because I think that's actually just how Kiwis expect their elections to be, really. It probably seems like a statement of the obvious. But look, we have seen some debates, although now that campaigns are held more and more in an online environment, at least through third parties, just through traditional media channels, I think it's incumbent on us that we make sure that the way in which we conduct those campaigns is, has some really clear values attached to them, and at least I can commit to that from Labor. Forgive me for the noise. I'm waiting to just go up and open up the new museum, but I'm standing in a place where there's a lot of people.
That's all right. With regards to the statement, was there any particular New Zealand catalyst that brought it forth, or was it just?
I don't want to name names. but it has, it is fair to say that we're not immune to it here.
Totally. Do you think it's possible to rise above it, or will the dirtiest player of any game kind of bring everybody back down to that level?
No, I do think it is. I mean, I committed to that last election, and someone said to me, "Oh, look, it's easy for you to say that when you're in government. Isn't it the opposition's job to hold you to account?" Well, actually, the first time I committed to a campaign like this was when I was in opposition running for this role. So actually, I think regardless of where you are, it's possible to run campaigns that are robust. Yeah, we should challenge each other. No one's saying it should be sterile, but I just think we need to do it in such a way that we talk about the policies, the ideas, not the individuals. We do it as a factual contest. We just don't know what Kiwis would expect.
Well, I absolutely hope you're right, and I look forward to it.
See how I go. We can check my phone.
Yes. Lovely to talk to you, Prime Minister. Talk
you
again
too.
Soon.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.